Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha. 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 Ven Señor Jesús, Maranatha.
March 16, 2020. Message of the Father, Part 8. We reflect about different ways of God's love. First, the words of the Father. Realize then, O man, that for all eternity I have had but one desire, to make myself known to men and be loved by them. I wish to stay forever with them. Do you want an authentic proof of this desire that I have just expressed? Why did I command Moses to build a tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant, if not to come and dwell as a father, a brother, a close friend with my creatures, men? This was my ardent desire. In spite of this, they have forgotten me and offended me with countless sins. I gave Moses my commandments to remind them, in spite of everything, of God, their Father, and of his sole wish to save them. They were supposed to observe the commandments and thereby remember their infinitely good Father, always intent upon their present and eternal salvation. All this was forgotten, and man sank into error and fear, considering that the observance of the commandments, as I had transmitted them to Moses, was too taxing. They made up other laws in accordance with their whims, in order to observe them more easily. Little by little, in the exaggerated fear they had of me, they forgot me more and more and heaped outrages upon me. Yet my love for these men, my children, never quite ceased. When I realized that neither the patriarchs nor the prophets had been able to make me known and loved by men, I decided to come myself. But how could I come among them? There was no other way than to come myself in the second person of my divinity. So far, the Father's words. How often in daily interpretations and in other areas of my life have I noticed that the readings of the Scripture have given answers and instructions in concrete situations. Now I also experience it to my joy and gratitude with the interpretation of the Father's message, which can be very well adapted to our present situation. Today we can first of all reflect on what proof the Father shows us of his will to be with us. The tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant were built to show his closeness to us. How much more the Lord is present in the tabernacles of the church today, and how often the faithful forget him. What could the Lord, together with the Holy Spirit and his word, leave us more vividly than his holy presence in the Eucharist? How evident and clear does this become when we as Catholics bow our knee before the presence of the Lord? It is precisely in the present crisis that we should remember his presence in the tabernacle and make a special appeal to the Lord. Perhaps the Lord has allowed his presence to be partially withdrawn from us because we Catholics have become less and less appreciative of his special closeness. The presence of the Lord in the tabernacle is a great good for the Catholic Church. Neither Protestants nor other ecclesial communities know this in the way we are familiar with it. Among our Orthodox brothers and sisters, the handling of the Holy Eucharist is different. as father, brother, and friend, God wants to live with us. What a wonderful promise! All these forms of love, as we experience them in our human life, have their origin in God and live in Him. Who doesn't sometimes need a friend to whom he can entrust everything? Someone who listens and can understand you. If we should know such a friend in our life, we are already blessed. But this happens even more when we discover our Father as a friend. In our relationship with Him, a new dimension of intimacy opens up once again. Not only are we called and honored to live as friends of the Lord, but God also wants to be our friend. God also offers us the dimension of brother as a relationship of love. This may not always be adequately reflected in human relationships, but it is fully reflected in the relationship with our Lord. The natural intimacy of brotherhood is based on the fact that we have common parents. Fraternity on the spiritual level refers to the fact that we have and serve a common heavenly Father. The highest point of the brotherhood is reflected that God Himself fraternizes with us in the incarnation of His Son. What remains for us today to reflect is the reason why the Lord gave us the commandments from outside. They were no longer alive in the hearts of men. They forgot the Lord and His commandments. Instead, the Lord was offended. They thought that the commandments had been too hard for them, and they made their own, which corresponded to their vices, and they became more and more confused. Isn't this a fairly accurate reflection of the state of the world of today? Doesn't one make one's own commandments in order to be able to follow unbridled inclinations, even to justify them? This spirit has even entered into our church, weakening her to resist the son of perdition who preceded the second coming of Christ and wants to seduce the world. Must the Lord, out of love, not remind us of this by rebukes? In spite of everything, God has never given up His love for us and will not do so in the future either. He came in His Son. How will He make it Himself understood now, in the return of Christ? Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha.
Ven, Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven, Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven, Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven, Señor Jesús, Maranatha.
Komm, Herr Jesus.
Maranatha.
Komm, Herr Jesus.
Maranatha.
Komm, Herr Jesus.
Maranatha.
Komm, Herr Jesus. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus.
Maranatha.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Maranatha.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Maranatha.
Come, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.
Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Señor Jesús, Maranatha. Ven, 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 Señor Jesús, Maranatha.